The number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Caledonia County quadrupled over the course of a couple of hours last Thursday. But it wasn't because the coronavirus had suddenly taken hold in the region. The case count jumped because the Department of Corrections relocated 28 COVID-positive inmates to a prison in St. Johnsbury. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, state officials are now trying to reassure nervous residents that it will not lead to an outbreak in the community.
When a single inmate at Northwestern State Correctional Facility in St. Albans tested positive for COVID-19 last week, state officials decided to go ahead and screen everyone in the prison. Commissioner of Corrections Jim Baker says he was caught off guard by the results.
We did not expect the surge to happen as quickly as it did. We were taken by surprise.
Baker says he had no choice but to initiate the contingency plan his department had laid out for this kind of event. And in a matter of hours, 28 COVID-positive inmates from St. Albans were en route to Northeast Correctional Complex in St. Johnsbury. At the time, few people in St. Johnsbury knew their local prison had been chosen as an isolation facility for COVID-positive inmates. And when they found out, town manager Chad Whitehead says his phone started ringing.
The general reaction, as you can imagine, is fear.
On Monday evening, during a meeting of the St. Johnsbury Select Board conducted over Zoom, Baker did his best to allay those fears and also to apologize for the poor public rollout of the relocation plan.
We probably didn't do as best job we could in informing the community about the impact of moving the folks to the facility in St. Johnsbury.
Baker told Select Board members that the Northeast Correctional Complex is uniquely suited to handle COVID-19 cases because it has an air handling system and floor layout that allows different parts of the prison to be sealed off from others.
And so us selecting St. Johnsbury's facility was nothing more than us looking for a facility that could handle that. So how we could isolate people off and not have intermingling of populations inside a facility.
Deputy Corrections Commissioner Al Cormier said inmates with COVID-19 will be confined to a, quote, hot zone inside the facility. And he said a military tent in the rec yard serves as a staging area for officers to don and doff personal protective equipment when they leave or enter the zone.
They have a decontamination solution that they can spray their boots with that will kill the virus. There's a hand washing station where they wash their hands. There's hand sanitizer available there. We've got protocols and processes in place to do our best to not bring anything out of that facility.
Baker told Select Board members he understands the importance of those protocols. He said a staff member who tested positive for COVID-19 at the St. Albans prison has been in intensive care for more than a week.
A week ago Sunday, we almost lost them. So it's not lost on me, the responsibility here.
St. Johnsbury Representative Scott Beck says he appreciates the efforts by the Department of Corrections to mitigate the risks, but he says even healthcare professionals with decades of experience in infectious disease protocols are contracting COVID-19 as a result of treating infected patients.
It seems kind of a stretch that we can give some corrections people a few hours of training and some gear and expect they're going to be able to stay healthy and clean as well.
Baker says St. Johnsbury can hold up to 53 COVID-positive inmates. That prompted a question from St. Johnsbury resident Scott Campbell.
What's the plan if you all of a sudden have 100 or 150 inmates that are testing positive and you have to find a place for? What happens then?
If that happens, Baker said, it's possible the state will have to find some place other than a prison to house infected inmates.
This is unlike anything I've ever seen in my experience in 45 years. And we're trying to come up with very extreme plans right now to deal with that.
Plans Baker says he hopes he never has to execute. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.